Oh, my novels.
You hear me crunch away.
Crunch, crunch, crunch. That's fine.
Yeah, you're pretty quiet, Tim.
Yeah?
That spiked it.
All right, well, this is about how loud I will be talking. Is this okay?
Right there.
All righty, I know my levels.
You went too high.
I'm ready!
Do the whole thing like that, then.
Welcome, everybody, to Capes and Scowls, minisode number probably 69. Cliff dared me to do this high-pitched tone the whole time. I'm gonna try. So, I reviewed Red Sonja number 1 from Dynamite Comics. This book was really good. Red Sonja, I didn't hurry to read this because Red Sonja gets rebooted, like, all the time, and the book was awesome. It was so good. It started with Sonja going through the desert, her horse is all dying and whatnot. She gets attacked, she kills a dude, takes his horse. It was metal. And basically she ends up going back home, and her home's about to be conquered by this total jerk. And she gets tricked into becoming queen. So that when he shows up to be like, you gotta be put in my place. She's the queen and she's the one who's gonna get... I know I sound like Towley. She's the one... Y'all wanna get high? She's the one who has to deal with this guy. And it's really great interaction. She sends a reply back to him basically saying, go fuck yourself. I really enjoyed Red Sonja. This high-pitched voice might not sound sincere, but I am... I have always loved Red Sonja, and I was excited for a new number one, but like I said, it's been rebooted 1,600 times, so, hold on, I need water. Oh, yeah, that's good. I mean, yeah, so the book's really good, it's still on shelves, this came out a couple weeks ago, you could probably still find it. Alright, and my next book is Female Furies number 1. This also came out a couple weeks ago, and you could probably still find it on the shelves. I chose to read this because, as you know, I do reviews with Paul from the Team Ashen channel, and Paul hated this book. Oh boy, did he hate it. But I said, let me see if I hated it. I didn't hate it as much as he did, but man, it's a weird book. If you're into all that New Gods stuff, it's... basically focusing on the Furies, clearly, but Granny Goodness and all the things that she had to deal with becoming what we know her to be today. And it's a lot of weird masculinity, macho crap, and it's really hard to read. It's really, like... I can't see... Roxo... I get it. And it focuses on Granny Goodness. And it focuses on Granny Goodness and her horrible upbringing in Apocalypse and how she became basically Darkseid's general. And it's also a current storyline with the... You know, this is really hard to review like this. I just want you to know. I can't even, like, think because I got to do the voice.
You don't have to do it anymore.
Nope. Came this far. Female Furies was written well. I don't like how it was written from a macho point of view on purpose, but storyline-wise, not necessary. Get the cookie, Pat. Get the cookie. Eat the cookie, Pat. Eat the cookie. Eat it. No one's still listening. Crunch it. Crunch the cookie. All right, everybody. The Furies wasn't very great. Red Sonja was awesome. They're still on your shelves. Go get them. Bye. I'm Mad Dog Tim.